Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's great to be with you. And it's good to have Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam's an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the senior partners at Tatum Partners. Actually, that's Tatum LLC nowadays. And his organization puts out an outstanding survey. In addition to the other great things they do, once a month they put out an outstanding report of a survey that they conduct of hundreds of people who are out there running businesses just like you and me. And he polls these guys. They're all partners of his organization. These are CFOs and CIOs, Chief Information Officers, in these companies, these small to mid-sized companies across the country. And he asked them, what is going on out there? How's business? What are you excited about? What are you frightened about? What do you think about the last month? What do you think about the next 2 months? And they give him that information. He compiles it into a report and brings it to us. Isn't that good? Life is good, isn't it, folks? And we're always glad to have Sam back on the show. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be back with you, Jim. And I'm happy to always be here to be able to report our findings, because things do change month to month. And we are out there trying to get what we call the sandpaper feel of what's going on right now today in business.
Now, is that 20 grid or is that 110 grid, or what is it? What kind of sandpaper are we talking about here?
80 grit sandpaper.
80
field.
Grit. All right, I'm glad we got that cleared up. 80 grit, yep. Sandpaper, folks. Okay. We got the survey as of March the 1st, which is basically the first the second month of 2006, and focusing forward on a couple of more months. Yep. So what's the general consensus of your partners?
Well, the two things. One is we know that this quarter is going to be much better overall for business than the fourth quarter of 2005. The GNP report came out ultimately and said, fourth quarter was a lot slower than the other quarters and a lot slower than what most economists had expected. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a surprise to us, because we saw it in our survey that the fourth quarter was really, particularly October, November, were going down. December kind of came up. And then
right. In
January and February, we saw things getting stronger and stronger. Now, here we are, 1st of March. And what we see is a leveling off at a higher level than what we saw in the fourth quarter of 2005, meaning that when ultimately the government reports GNP or GDP, the gross domestic product for the first quarter, it'll be better than the 1.1% of the final quarter of last year.
Have you, in your experience, Sam, is there any quarter that is more likely to be up or more likely to be down? As I look back on these things, as you know, even I've been tracking these kinds of surveys now for a number of years, yours and others, and it seems like third quarter is more likely to be a good quarter, and fourth quarter is more likely to not be so good. What do you think?
Well,
is there anything to that, or is that just a coincidence?
In the statistics, I think they adjust for seasonal differences. But, in the fourth quarter, we have the big holidays.
Right.
A lot of the manufacturing that's going to be in the distribution for the Christmas season is done during the third quarter. And so although the fourth quarter is very busy at retail, a lot of the rest of the industries are doing a little bit less. And on balance, though, each quarter has its own strengths. So you get retail strength in the fourth quarter, and then retail goes terrible in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And during the winter, construction is less. Overall, the government adjusts for these things, so it's hard to hard to really tell.
One of the times that the fourth quarter has been a good quarter is when there are expiring tax breaks. That's a lot. That's when it's often really good. But I just remembered, I remember that the really tough quarter that we had that really kind of sent us into a really foretold the recession was the fourth quarter of 2000.
Well, you know, weather affects things, and one of the things we've noticed in our survey that was done as of the 1st of March is that in February construction was up. Well, weather matters, and it turns out February was. A relatively, across the United States, a mild February.
Right.
Allowing more construction to be done than is normally the case.
Right. So that helped out. That helped out this quarter. Stand by, Sam.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and find out more about what's going on in the economy, not only the economy we've had, but the one we're going to have. Right after these messages, Sam Norwood is our guest. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and you can check out the blog there on the homepage as well, and all the other things you can do at our website. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, all there for you to use to your little heart's content and to your advantage. The only thing you have to pay for at our website are the books. If you want to buy my books or any of our Brain Trust members' books, which you can find in the resources page, we're going to charge you for those because we have to buy those too. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners, and I should say Tatum LLC. I got to get the old name out of my head, don't I, Sam?
Well, we're trying to modernize. You know, keeping it crisp and simple is the way of the times right now, and so we went from Tatum Partners to simply Tatum.
Tatum LLC. And,
Tatum LLC.
And that's the website too, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well, it's Tatum LLC is the website. And
.com.
.com. And they, if our listeners want to go and get the full survey, they can go there to Tatum LLC.com or to your website.
Right. We offer it on our we have two surveys that we post on our homepage. You can find there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The Tatum survey will be up probably by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Let's get back to how things are going in the economy based on your what is it now, about 400 plus member partners?
500 partners in 30 markets.
You know, I'm so glad I've been able to help you guys out, Sam, because when you first started with me, you only had about 300 partners. Now you're up to 500. I'm always glad to do what I can for you guys.
Well, we're always grateful. you've made all the difference. It's a growing business, and it's just like a lot of your listeners, we're a small business on the grand scheme of things, but we are getting bigger, and we have our challenges and we have our opportunities for growth, and just like most of your listeners out there in small business.
Right. No, absolutely. And I really like your model, and we'll get you to tell us about that in just a little bit. I want to get back to the survey, though.
Yeah.
The last 30 days. The words you used was, I think you called it a solid plateau, a leveling off at a good plateau. Now tell us what you mean by leveling off at a good plateau.
We've seen since November a very substantial rise in what we transfer into economic activity. We call it business conditions, but when business conditions are getting better, it's an indication that the economy is doing better. So business conditions have been on a rapid rise, and we sum that up in what we call the Tatum Business Index, index of business conditions, and that's in our survey. And for example, and this is a numerical, but it'll give you an idea, in November, this index of business conditions was 4.3, and it's now at 8.7. So we've had quite a rise. Sorry, November was 4.2. So it's had a nice escalation. It peaked. It got to 10.2 in as of the February one, and now it's at 10.7. But that's a leveling off at a good, solid where we are in business. We'll look back at this time as being really good.
Well, and not only good, but stable good.
Stable good.
Good and stable. Not overheated. Not because of any kind of extraordinary popular delusions or madness of crowds. It's just good, solid business based on pretty good fundamentals.
Yes, and it's
and pardon me, Sam, and in the face of some reasonable challenges like petroleum prices,
well,
and interest rates.
Interest rates rising is one of our concerns now. There's plenty of money. There's liquidity in the total system. So it's not hard to get money, but you're paying more for it these days.
Right.
And for consumers who are buying automobiles or home buyers, this makes the biggest difference at retail. For those of us in business, it makes a difference if we're highly leveraged and we see our interest rates going up. By long-term historical standards, it's still reasonable. And the main thing for us in small business is that we can get the money. If it costs a little more, well, it's okay for right now. But we are concerned that it could continue to escalate.
Well, I predicted that the Fed funds rates will not rise above 5%, but that this year. But that puts prime rate at 8 when that happens, which means small business owners are now borrowing money probably at least 9 to 10 to maybe even 11, and that's getting in the prohibitive range for us to have any kind of growth. Our profit margins just aren't good enough to borrow money at 10 and 11% and make any money.
Yes, exactly. It's it's hard. And you know, one of the things that's driving this, it's a very interesting thing. We buy a lot of our goods from China now and
right.
From overseas. And the Chinese economy is growing very rapidly. And so a lot of the American dollars are going to China. And they're coming back into the United States as the Chinese cannot absorb the dollars as fast as they were sending them to them. So they come and they buy our treasury bonds.
Right.
And that helped keep the interest rates low. The problem is the payment deficit is getting so large that we're concerned it could start driving interest rates.
That's starting to get out of hand, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Stand by. When we come back, we're going to talk about pricing power. Do small businesses have pricing power in 2006? This is important for our profit margins, folks. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. And the thing I like about Tatum, folks, is their business model is one that's perfectly suited for growing small businesses. Sam, I really appreciate what you guys do because when a lot of small businesses, I was answering a question from somebody yesterday about when to grow their management team, and small businesses have this conundrum of they need, when they grow, they need another level of management, but they can't afford, as they're growing into that level, they need the skills, but they can't afford a full-time executive at that level. They can't afford a full-time manager or VP. Mm-hmm. At that level, they're not quite there yet. But when they're halfway there, you know, it's not like when you're halfway there on regular business, you hire a part-timer or you let somebody work a little bit overtime or something. But when it comes to management, that's harder to do. And the model that you guys have is basically executives you can rent, almost, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And what a small business needs and a growing business needs flexibility, and it needs to be able to grow. In small steps frequently rather than large steps infrequently, and this is where we come in on growing small businesses is that we can come in, our partners, they come in as an outsource of executive talent that you can utilize to the extent that you need it. And when you don't need it, you don't have to pay for it.
Right.
So
and they can
2 days a week, 3 days a week, that's fine for a CFO, for example.
But you get the full capacity, the full capability of someone who would be working full time. You just don't need them. You just don't need them full time. But now they can find out more about that at Tatum.com, right?
Exactly. Go to
Tatum.com.
Mm-hmm. And click on how we do business, and they'll see, and probably we'll have a group of talented folks near anybody in your listening audience.
What are your people saying, Sam, about pricing power? You know, we didn't have any pricing power for 01, a lot of 01, 02, and 03. In 04, we started getting a little pricing power, five pretty good. What's 06 looking like? Are we able to raise prices as expenses go up?
Well, it's always a struggle, but it is the stronger that conditions are, the better power we have. And particularly, right now we're seeing that large business is seeing the most improved business conditions. And so what sometimes large businesses do, they may have more pricing power than the small business, but the larger business, as they raise prices, it creates an umbrella under which a smaller business that's competing mm-hmm. can also raise
right.
prices.
That's exactly what happened.
Uh-huh. And so we see that happening, but primarily not because small businesses are pushing and have the strength, but because large businesses are pushing and creating the umbrella.
Now, the good news, that's the good news. The good news is we have pricing power. We can raise our prices a little bit when we need to alleviate some of the expense pressure. That's good for our profitability. That's the good news.
Yep.
The bad news is all of this creates a macro condition that we don't like, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, it's for one thing, as we're able to do this, the same conditions that are enabling us to raise prices are pushing us in our costs so that employment is really strong.
Right.
It's hard to find really good talent at yesterday's prices, let's say.
Right.
And so it's
but all this creates inflation, which is something that you guys are worried about, isn't it?
We worry about it. You can look at inflation as someone raising prices that makes you pay more. Another way of looking at inflation is the dollar being able to purchase less.
Mm-hmm.
That is a devaluation of the dollar's purchasing power. And in part, that is coming because of the deficits that we are having, the international payments deficit and the federal fiscal deficit.
Do you think inflation will continue to grow during 06?
It's a delicate balance. And we look out 2 months in the specific survey that we did.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if in this situation, and I think it was Bernanke, the new
right.
Fed chief, who pointed out that this can't go on forever, that something's got to give on the deficit side, or we could face down the road some difficulty.
Sam, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next month.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Park, TatumLLC.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, but I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.